Our High Calling. Saved by God's Grace. April 22nd. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8-9. The divine favor, the grace of God bestowed upon us through Jesus Christ, is too precious to be given in exchange for any supposed meritorious work on the part of finite, erring man. Man has nothing in himself. The most exalted talent does not originate from man, but is the endowment of his Creator, and can purchase nothing from God. Gold and silver cannot buy the favor of God, for the wealth of the world is the entrusted talent of the Lord. Let no one think that costly offerings to benevolent enterprises will elevate him in the sight of God, or purchase for him the favor of heaven, or procure for him a place in the mansions which Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love him. The precious blood of Christ is wholly efficacious. The resurrection of Christ from the dead was the Father's seal to the mission of Christ. It was a public expression of his entire satisfaction in the atoning work. He accepted the sacrifice that Jesus had made on our behalf. It was everything that God required, perfect and complete. No human being, by any work of his own, could piece out the work of Christ. When on the cross, Jesus uttered the cry, "It is finished," glory and joy thrilled heaven, and discomfiture fell upon the confederacy of evil. After that triumphant cry, the world's Redeemer bowed his head and died. But by his death, he was a conqueror. And he has opened the gates of eternal glory so that all who believe in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. The sinner's only hope is to rely wholly upon Jesus Christ. Our acceptance with God is sure only through his beloved Son. And good works are but the result of the working of his sin-pardoning love. They are no credit to us, and we have nothing accorded to us for our good works, by which we may claim a part in the salvation of our souls. Salvation is God's free gift to the believer, given to him for Christ's sake alone. The troubled soul may find peace through faith in Christ. He cannot present his good works as a plea for the salvation of his soul.